Hi, this is Max Cohn. We are December 29th, 2008. I am at the YIVO after my lecture about Jewish humor, and I am with Arnold Richards, who is a psychoanalyst here in New York. So tell us, Arnold, where and when were you born?
I was born in Borough Park, Brooklyn, which is now a very Hasidic neighborhood, in 1934. And my parents had come in the 20s. My father came from Podolia, from Novoushitsa. He was a Bolshevik. He deserted the Red Army, crossed into Romania, joined the Zionist Youth Group, went to Palestine, was in Nahalal, and then came to the United States. My mother came from Galicia, a town called Lemberg, Ujershanya, Lemberg, as it was called then, and she had this very extended family. I don't know if you know Izzy Metzger, who wrote Oiv Zaydenspelder. That's about her family. In fact, if you look at the book, Oiv Zaydenspelder, there is my mother and my aunt on the cover of the book. So that's, so my mother, my father was an atheist Bolshevik, and my mother was a more or less Orthodox Jew. The interesting thing is, the distance between Podolia and Ujershanya was about 60 kilometers, so their Yiddish was the same. So, they both spoke Yiddish. My grandmother lived with us until I was five, so I learned Yiddish from my grandmother, so I spoke Yiddish early on. Then, after that, when I was six or seven, for 5 years, I went to Yiddish Shula. So I went every day to Yiddish Shula. I can remember once we had the singing. We had singing on Saturday. Chalila, you shouldn't go to shul. Shulam Sekunda, came and taught us this new song that he had written called Dana, 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 right? And we read. I read everything. Shalom Aleichem, Yudlamed Peretz, Mani Leib, and all the poetry, and we did plays in Yiddish. I remember being in play, in a public school. We did Shalom Aleichem Das Mesero, and I was the star, Das Mesero, the play Das Mesero with my little knife. So that was really rather, I read the foreword. In fact, my earliest lexical memory was in 1939, reading about the death of Freud. And then I went and I found the reference, and there was, because I remember, because I could read, Yiddish, because I had been taught, and I remember it said, Berimte Yiddish, something gestorben, and there was Freud. Now, how this got into my Zinnen, right, and influenced me in my coming a psychoanalyst is another matter. So there was that, but there was also, from 1941 to 45, the Holocaust was very much part of my experience because of Yiddish school, you see, which is probably different from many other American Jews. It was like we lived it, and in fact, I remember a poem that I learned, and the poem was, Mir wählen kein Weiz und kein Korn nicht haben, die Felder seinen mit Gräber vergraben. I mean, can you imagine, a 7 or 8 year old, with that kind of powerful image? And so this was my, so in other words, I grew up not only with the Yiddish language, but in a Yiddish culture. Then, of course, I had to go get my mitzvah, so they sent me to a shtibl. I became bar mitzvah, then I became Orthodox, and that's a whole other story for briefly, and then I went to college and so forth. So that's, and then I went to medical school, and I became a psychoanalyst, and I think I was sort of disconnected from, Judaism and Yiddishkeit and Yiddish for several years. It reintroduced itself when we joined the synagogue, when we came back to New York, and that was the SAJ, the Society for the Advancement of Judaism, a Reconstruction Synagogue, and the rabbi asked my wife and I to do a martyrology for Yom Kippur. And what we decided to do was to read Yiddish poetry. So we selected Glofstein and Sutskever, and based on that, people were interested in, and we started a Yiddish program at the SAJ. So this was very important, because we started a Yiddish program at the SAJ, and so we invited people. We had Singer, and we had Grada, and we had Cedar Belarsky. You know, we had all, and we had one program after the other. So that was very successful. And then I decided to organize the first New York Yiddish Film Festival. This was in 1972, and I got together YIBO, the SAJ, the Jewish Museum, the American Jewish Congress, the Brandeis Film Center, and we together organized this first Yiddish Film Festival, and it was very successful. And we showed all the Yiddish films, you know, the green films, you know, the Dibbuk and you know, and Greenefelder and so forth. And then, and after that, we had the second Yiddish Film Festival. Based on my connection to involvement with YIBO, I was then invited to join the board of directors of YIBO, which I did, and became more involved with YIBO. And if you understand that the Yiddish revival in the United States began at that time. There was a film festival, but there was also the Klezmer, and that was started at YIBO with Lawrence Glamberg and Henry Sapoznik, and that, you know, and then because the Klezmatics, you know, Lauren and Alicia Spiegels, I mean, these were all people from YIBO. We had the material, we had the songs. So then I was chairman, you know, I was a director of YIBO, and then I became the chairman of the board of YIBO, so my involvement, you know, with Yiddish and YIBO has continued ever since. And then, of course, I organized several, you know, very important conferences at YIBO. One was called Old Demons, New Debates, the Anti-Semitism in Western Europe, which you can see on our website. That was a very, and then I organized this other conference on Freud's Jewish World that was done at YIBO, and there we did speak about Freud's, and most recently I was involved in organizing a conference in Jerusalem on psychoanalysis and religion, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, and there I wrote a paper for that about Freud's Jewish identity, which you can also find on my website, which is internationalpsychoanalysis.net, and probably it's the only website, and I have a Yiddish poem on that website. The poem is a poem by Glofstein that Anna Orenstein used when she gave her plenary address. Is it Glofstein? About the child that dies. But anyway, you can find it in Yiddish. Of course, I've announced your program, you know, on my book. So, I mean, there are very few places where, you know, you could...
Do you see something in your practice about Yiddishkeit as a psychoanalyst with your patients, for example? Do you have something which is present in this practice?
Well, you know, I think, you know, the people who come from a similar background or, you know, there is a certain kind of rapport in terms of Yiddish expressions and Yiddish experience and so forth, and you know, and of course you have to understand that Yiddish is now sort of entering in to you know, the English language, you know, so words you know, that they really become, you know, English words and so forth. So you know, I mean, depends. I mean, some patients are more connected with this culture, and some not so connected.
And the non-Jews here, what do they think about all this? They are interested, or they do not know anything?
No, some are and some aren't. I mean, you know, it's always a thing about something that you don't know anything about. It's like, you know, the primal scene. You think there must be something to it, so you want to know more about it. So that makes it kind of, you know, interesting and enticing.
And what do you think now of the situation of Yiddish in everywhere? They think
this is, you know, it's obviously a very problematic situation. The most, the largest group of Yiddish speakers are the Orthodox. You see, and see, you know, Yiddish is not just a language. You know, I mean, YIVO has been, you know, very, very successful. You know, I mean, and done some wonderful things. The YIVO Encyclopedia of Eastern Europe, which the two volume is a wonderful. I have a chapter in it on psychoanalysis in Eastern Europe. I also wrote a chapter for another encyclopedia of American Jewish history on psychoanalysis. You know, talking about all the Jews and so. So I mean, so in some way, I am sort of known as the person who's connected with being Jewish. Some people fault me for being too Jewish, and that's another story.
Yeah. Thank you, Arnold.
Okay, you're welcome.